Hello, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Pinoy's podcast, and this is a podcast. Yeah, that's still the title of my podcast. And tonight we are going to talk about. Puta, but narinig ko sarili ko.
Oo nga, ako rin narinig ko yung sarili mo.
Oo nga, yung narinig niya sarili.
Welcome to Trash Bags.
Bobo. Yeah, okay na.
Okay. Anyways, we are gonna talk about something. Been an issue with the past week. It was something. Really?
It's been a week. It felt like several weeks.
Yeah, because even, it's already died, you know?
Yeah, is it still even an issue?
I don't know. But nevertheless, we're gonna segue to that issue dun sa main topic, okay? Since it's popped out recently. But anyways, before we jump right in dun sa issue, I would love to hear what you guys been doing for the couple of days.
Oh, would you now, huh?
Yes.
Would you now?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Nah, it's just part of the script. But who knows? Go! Okay, Gian.
Puta ako talaga inuna, hype.
Like. Of course.
Yeah, go for the guy who's half-baked right now because he just woke up. Fucking hell, dude. Kakagising ko lang, guys, alright? Sobrang fucked up na ng ano, ng sleep schedule ko for the past days. Like, hindi na ako nakakuha ng mga full 8 hours dati. Now, it's more of like 4 hours and then sometime in the day, magiging 30 minutes and then sometimes magiging 2 hours. So, like, every time I wake up, I feel like shit. Yeah, and that's what's happening to me. I hate it so much na, kainis. I don't know why. And naglagay ako ng pull-up bar dun sa kwarto ni Neil. Wala lang, trip ko lang. Pang stretch.
Wait, that's yours?
Bigla na nga lang kami, ba't kaya may pull-up bar dito?
Kala ko nga, si Neil naglagay. Kasi ko, fuck, kaya ba si Neil dito?
Like, dun ko naramdaman na parang I realize how weak I got.
Wait, ilan na ba na ano mo?
You know, like, dati na gawa ko, like, easy-peasy, 5 to 10 pull-ups, di ba?
Tanya, alam ko nga dito, di ba, 20s, mga ganun.
Tanya na doon, kanina, ay, yung, like, pagka-install ko, nung tiranay ko mag-isa, di ko mabuhay, di ko maangat sarili ko. And I'm like, oh, shit, man!
Safe ba yun,
damn,
ha?
I'm weak!
Is that thing safe?
Yeah, it's
inisip ko kasi may magagalang matatanggal din, mababagok yung ulo sa...
Yeah, I'm actually hoping that would happen to me, you know? And, so it's kind of gotcha. Like, I get strong, at the same time, I might die. So, it's nice. Gotcha. So, I tried pulling myself up. Hindi ko talaga kaya. As in, parang, pininit ko talaga, parang, I can't. Doon ko na-realize how freaking weak I am now. Damn, dude, what happened to me?
How ironic you always tell me that do calisthenics and you yourself can't do it anymore.
Because I know the feeling, Chris, okay? At least I'm not the guy who fucking spent fucking thousands of pesos in the fucking gym and then fucking just threw it all out in the window and now back to zero. Ako, I know, wala akong sinabi na hindi ako tulad ni Neil, hindi ako tulad nyo na nag- commit ko no sa isang ano sa isang gym or workout. I never
well,
said
we all
that.
Know what happened? Okay.
Yeah, whatever. At least ako, I'm trying to do something again. How about you guys? Oh, I'm trying to like dead hang for 15 to 20 seconds. Ganun. And then slowly na ano, I think kanina nakagawa na ako ng tatlong pull-ups at least. See, it's all coming back now. All right. It's all good. Calisthenics, Chris.
Any reports to my dogs? Any complaints?
Dude, they
you know dude, we do have this.
They ate my freaking Crocs, man. They ate my Crocs, dude. My favorite pair of Crocs na binigay sa akin ng tita ko. My favorite Crocs, dude. How are you gonna fix that Crocs, Chris? The strap.
Di pa nga namin nahanap eh. Yung tuldok lang yun eh, di ba?
Yeah, it's like
parang
yung
buttonies.
Ano, yung, oh, yung parang button thing
mismong
sa
logo
side niya.
Yeah.
Yeah, alam mo nga, pwede mong gawin doon, Vanilla. You look for, ano yan, yung a fake one.
Yun.
You know, a fake one that looks like it or the one that has
like
a strap thing. Yeah, okay na yun sa akin. I'm fine with that, dude. Hanap ko na parang tig 100 pesos na peking, ano yun. Basta yun yung importante, yung parang strap thingy niya, yun yung mahanap. Ayun.
Yeah.
The button thing. Tangan na lahat kayo. May mga ilaw-ilaw sa likod. Grabe na yun.
Anong ilaw-ilaw sa likod?
Ikaw, may ilaw rin sa likod.
Putar, bumbilyo. Tanga.
What else? About regarding your dogs, though, like, nothing to report. Ragnar has been pretty tame for the past weeks. And yung sumira nung Crocs ko si Jaeger. So yeah. I don't know what to feel, man. Like, shit, man. Paiba-iba na lang eh. Every week, paiba-iba yung kinakampihan ko.
So, yun nga, diba? Parang bagong news nga sa akin yun na si Jaeger yung naninira. And then, you know, it occurs to us, like, we realize, no, na, baka lagi yung mga nakaraang araw, sinisisi natin si Ragnar.
Oh, yeah.
Si Jaeger pala yun.
Si Jaeger pala yun. Hype ka. Baka you were pinning it on Ragnar, Chris.
No!
Because like, Jaeger's your favorite, the boy. And then,
no!
Tapos para pagalitan ko si Ragnar instead of si Jaeger.
No!
Pero kinarama tuloy si Jaeger. Does everyone know about what happened to Jaeger? Nakalubo na siya. Tinawa. Pakita mo, ha?
He's outside hanging out with his friends.
Oh, tingnan mo. Naging delinquent na talaga si Jaeger. Yung nagpapakalbo, may panot na, you know, that shit. Tapos may sugat na. Delinquent na. Ano yan?
Nakita nga si Jaeger na pag-away sa isang aso dun sa labas kasi parang may babaeng asong pinag-aagawan nila.
Damn, bro.
Oh, tingnan mo.
Shit.
Ano ba yan? Bantay mga anak mo. Kaya naging, ano yan? Palamunin sa at ano pa ang tawag doon nila. Hindi ko alam yung Tagalog
term. What do you mean? That guy is already old enough.
He's old enough and
yeah, well, he's 1 year old now. Yeah,
and he's making really bad decisions. Tinahayaan mo lang, grabe na yan. See?
Eh, I'm a free-spirited parent.
Ululigago, free-spirited eh. Yan yung laging sinasabi ng mga parents na parang ano, na hindi nila kilala yung sarili nilang anak. Malalaman na lang nila na puta may sinaksak yung anak nila tapos pag in-interview hindi naman kasi yung anak ko eh ang bait-bait niya eh ay nag-bible study nga yan eh speaking of dogs though Neil baka naman pakilala mo na dyan yung ano ilabas mo na dyan yung natago
ilabas
mo
na Neil
ako hindi talaga ako dude alam ko most of the time, butang ako. Pero hindi ako nagkakamali doon sa narinig ko kanina. May narinig ano? Talaga ako. Ang tinis na, ow, ow, ow! Ang tagal doon sa labas ng kwarto ko.
Wait, what the fuck kanina?
Oo, nasa scramble. They were, some people were scrambling outside. Labas mo na, Neil. Alam ko na dyan yan. Tapos pag,
what the fuck? Gagod mo takutin, gagod.
Pag-confront ko ka kanina kay Neil, nakalock yung pinto. Putang ngayon, parang may inaano, may naayos siya. Gaw, ilabas mo na ni. Ilabas mo na yung asa mo.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I
gago, the story here sa diba? Ano ko. Oh.
Ano?
Ha?
May, sa ilalim na to, may asong nakaano.
Oo nga.
Oh, shit! Di, nag-travel talaga si Gian sa time mo.
What the
nagising
fuck?
Nagising siya. Like,
ako sa ibang dimension.
Yun yung future yung ano doon.
No, seryoso, ay hindi siya yung tahol ni Jaeger or ni Ragnar. Alam ko na yung tahol nila eh. Ang tinis eh. Like, ow, ow, ow!
Yeah, but there's no dog, man.
Yun nga. So, sabi ko, putang yun. Andiyan yung aso
nila. So, parang tuta, ganun?
Wala na. Minimisdirect mo ako. Nilabas mo na!
Gaga, wala. Wala pa.
Sige, pakita mo. Pakita mo yung kanan. Tingin nga.
Last week, ano?
Pakita mo yung kanan. Yung camera, ay galaw mo!
Hindi ko
magagalaw. Pakita mo yung camera. Tinatago sa, ano, sa kama.
Gago nil. Alam mo na mamaya.
Putang ina mo.
May ano dyan. may ganyan gago. Sorry, alam mo, fucked up kasi pinag-usapan din namin ni Kenneri yung lumabas right. Kami. Like, asan yung mga aso dito dati? Sabi ko, namatay na. Ay, gago. Saan yung living sa ako dun sa bahay ni Neil? Sa ilalim mo na.
Putang ina nyo. Ayop kayo.
Wala ba narinig dyan nil?
Ala.
Feeling ko, acting lang. Ina-RPan tayo. Ina-RPan tayo. Hindi ako naniwala.
Gago, legit, wala.
Gago, kung hindi ka nag-RPan yun, hindi kabahan ka na.
Yeah, kung hindi ka nag-RPan, wala. Yari ka.
Gago, si Yeager.
Dala ko na yung kitchen.
Si Yeager, the first na hunting ka, gago.
Oh, well.
Baka tropa lang ni Yeager yun.
Tropa ni Yeager, ganun kabahan.
Bepo tayo, oo.
Thinking about starting a podcast but worrying about recording, editing, and such? I only believe in one platform for podcasters to rely on, Anchor. You can download it from the App Store and Play Store or access it from the website www.anchor.fm for free. No need for complicated tools. You can immediately create your podcast and publish it on various platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and others. Sounds easy, right? Use Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast.
Tanglit ang tinis eh.
Wala, nasa kama niya yan. Yan mo, ayun niya.
Utang ina mo! Tang ina mo, magkukwit ako dito. You fucks.
Ano yung nakatakot mo nila?
Takot ka sa aso, sa multo ng aso.
Asong multo? Sino hindi matatakot?
Matakot sila sa'yo.
Oo. Tapos sila lakbo pang pinto. Nagawa nun.
Bumuha ba? Paano ka lalabas? Paano ka tatakot?
In other news, my rat kill ratio at the moment, officially the tally is 6 rats on my
name. How many misses?
I don't count the misses, but usually it's one shot to one kill.
Damn, alam mo yung in-upload mo yung akala namin papatayin mo tapos nakawala
lang.
May nabasa akong comment doon na tang inang loko. In-upload niya itong video na to para sabay-sabay tayong mag-suffer kasi hindi niya pininatay.
Yes, you guys have to go through the same thing. Tangin ako, isang oras ako nakatambay dun eh. Tangin ako yun.
Makita-kita ko, tuwing lalabas ako eh, siglo ko na ganun lang eh. Like hawak-hawak yung sniper niya.
Yes, it teaches me about patience and perseverance.
Pero ang ganda nung ganun, no? Kasi nakikita mo yung ginagawa nila. It's like, curious na sumisilip yung matagal. Yes. Parang,
actually, doon pa lang, doon sa, pag sumisilip pa lang sila sa hole, dapat doon. That's a prime chance to shoot them. Ay, lagi. Pero ako, sabi ko, damn, I need a better angle for the camera. So, gusto ko, doon talaga sila sa, kumakain sila sa peanut butter. So, I waited, and I waited, and he didn't take it. But then again,
natakot
like,
siya, di ba?
Oo, natakot. But then, yesterday, ayun, may, that was 12 midnight. Paglabas ko tayo, may isang malaking itim na itim. And then he was just chilling there, you know, he was just jamming. Ang tagal niya, nakailang beses ako maglabas sa pinto. Nandun lang talaga siya, nakatambay, kumakain ng yung leftover peanut butter. And then sabi ko, sige nga, barilin ko na, hindi ako nakaset up ng camera. Kinuha ko yung GoPro. Ano ko dun? Yeah! I aimed at his ass, like right at his ass. Just, phew, wala na. Tumagos dun hanggang sa puso niya. It was like, ah!
Na-deads?
Yeah, nakita ko sa ganun sa GoPro ko. POV. Bakit nga nung yung angle yun, nakakainis? So yeah, definitely next time I'll set something up properly. Like, dedicate ako.
May mga CCTV na dito next time for rats.
Alam mo yung mga sa mga videos na, ano?
Airsoft?
Yung sa scope?
Yeah. I wanted to do something like that, pero parang, pag ganun kasi, hindi mo na makikita yung scope mismo. Nakatingin ka sa screen. And that kind of takes away the fun of sniping. So,
yeah, no, put a GoPro dun sa taas ng...
Hindi GoPro, I'm planning on mounting a camcorder sa taas ng scope. Tapos naka-zoom in din yung camcorder na yun para kunwari
so, pag nakikita yung bala.
Yeah. That's the scope cam. It's like Dovrich sa Airsoft. So yeah, next time, I'll do something like that. Magdededicate ako siguro mga dalawang oras of rat hunting session and baiting. And then, show you guys some good footage of hunting.
Damn, there's a rat!
Yun, that's it.
That's it. Alright. Vanilla, how's your 2 weeks, ha?
Pili ko ang daming nangyari. Nakakabulastugan, eh.
what kind
of yung nakwento ko na kanina yung nag-ano kami. Kasi diba lumipat na si Ken? So like, majority is like, ano, lagi kami nagluluto ng mga alam niya paano lutuin. And then ngayon, naumay na kami. And he was like, he came to a realization na, you know, fuck cooking. Kumain lang tayo dun sa tita. Sabi ko, putang ino.
Oh, no.
Ba't ka ganun?
Oh, no. He gave like, up.
Pero, yeah. May nangyari sa amin recently. We were like, I was like craving yung ano. Ang tawag dun? Yung maliliit na yung squid.
Yeah, yung mga.
Calamares.
No, just baby, no, like this, baby squid. So yes. Baby pussy.
Ayan. Okay. Sa, pumunta kami sa palengke. Diba? Mm-hmm. And we were like, damn, daming ano dito, mga seafood. And it's alam mo yung baho ng amoy ng ano ng
yung palengke.
Yeah. Like feeling ko majority ng ano doon kasi ang majority ng mga nabibenta ay si bulok na or some shit.
Yeah, probably. Kakahalo-halo lang.
Anong oras na ba kayo pumunta doon?
It's like mga
1 p.m. Yeah, I don't trust the seafood anymore. 1 p.m.
Yeah, kaya nga, like, kaya nga nung niluto na namin, I was like, what the fuck am I eating here?
Madi na linis maayos.
Pero ang story talaga is, pauwi na kami, diba? And then, there's like 2 jeeps na sabay po na ano, like sabay pinuno ng pasahero.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just assumed the 2 jeeps goes at the same route.
Uh-huh.
So, dun kami sumakay sa Leche na route na hindi papunta dito sa bahay. So, like, yes. So, like,
wait di lang. Di ba malapit lang yung palengke? Bakit nag-jeep pa kayo?
Hindi, dun pa kami sa may train palengke, station na palengke.
Dun, oh, train
kasi walang seafood yung palengke natin dito sa malapit, okay? I mean, may seafood pero isda.
Train namin station.
Yung isa yung nasakyan namin, so, literal na nawala kami. Okay, we were like, Uda, saan na kami? Yun, and then, buwaba kami, naglakad lang kami pa.
Naglakad lang kayo pa uwi?
Yes, naglakad lang kami pa uwi. Kasi yung dinaanan namin, walang dumadaan na jeep pabalik, okay?
Doon kasi kayo bumunta doon sa U-turn?
Hindi, dumiretso, di ba? U-turn, di ba? Papunta sa road natin. Dumiretso lang.
Sa kayo bumunta?
Papunta doon sa Imperial Milk Tea. Yung may fitness shit. Yung...
Yeah,
doon. Di ba walang jeep pabalik? Feeling ko fucked up yun. Alam, inisip ko na ikwento yun kasi sabi ni Ken na habang naglalakad kami, may kwento ko na sa podcast. Sabi ko, this is not kwento, one worthy. Pero okay, wala din naman eh. Yeah, I think yun lang. Yeah, yun lang. Just cooking and adventuring with Ken outside.
Hey, we went fishing.
Kasi ang bobo niya, di niya, wala siyang, ano, wala siyang, alam mo yun, like, photo memory of, like, the place. Kaya na, minsan nga, binobobo ko siya, like, Ken, dito tayo dadaan. Tapos, dun nga siya dumadaan. Siya pa pinapauna ko, like, Ken, drabike na tayo. It's a, dito yung daan natin. Yeah, legit.
Wait, naliligaw
I'm trying to make him, like, karang, na, ano, maalala niya yung lugar, you know, like, di niya kasi naalala, eh, lagi yung sunod ng photo.
Ay, yes. Ken!
Yes, talaga yun, Mency.
Naliligaw ka pa dito sa Maynila?
Abi kakadating niya lang,
hindi ka kakadating niya lang dito, dude. It's not even like 2 weeks yet.
It
took me like several months before I masanay ako sa Maynila. Grabe kayo.
Pero yes, yun lang. Sinasanay ko si Ken sa lugar namin kasi he needs to know what's up, so
yeah,
you know, pag kailangan ng mga kung gusto niyang ano, siguro yung idea lang na para di siya mawala if ever lumabas siya.
Yep. At least he knows up, you know? To like how to get around.
Yeah, hanggang kay buddy lang siya eh.
Yes.
At the
pero yes, yun lang ah.
But hey, we went fishing.
Oh nga pala, yes, we went
actually
fishing.
Remember.
We went fishing.
No, siguro na na-block na na-block sa memory natin kasi it was so shit.
Yeah, it was shit. Like, that was like, shit. That was the dumbest fucking fishing.
Yay! Inaaya ko nagloko. Inaaya ko nagloko noon pero di pa natutulog. So.
Yeah. I'm never coming back to that place ever again kasama kami nag-fishing. Yes. Like, that was supposed to be, kaya ako dinala sila Vanilla doon. Because it was supposed to be like the easiest fucking fishing
Easy mode.
It's like pay to win to fish there. Okay, ganun dapat. But it turns out, that freaking day, that specific day, for some reason, ang pangit ng tubig. Like, ang daming mga anglers, walang nahuli ni isa. It's usually supposed to be very easy to catch fish there. Walang ni isa nakahuli. And then may parang fish kill pa nangyari. And to think, I was supposed to go there in order to catch a tilapia na isa sashimi ko. Kasi may tiwala ako dun sa source ng tilapia na tipong, hindi madumi dito and all that shit. And pagpunta namin dun, putang yung mga patay na mga tilapia and everything. So parang nagpumangit yung tubig, nagka-fish kill. And I'm like, this is so bad, dude. This is bad. Ang nahuli na, may mga nahuli kami. Okay, mga silver perch, mga ayungin, which is worth like 500 pesos per kilo sa, ano,
damn.
Sa palengke. But it was not really our target. Tapos si Ken... I hooked up a carp. For the first time, I hooked up a carp. Tapos lumalaban, okay, all right. Kasi Ken, gusto ko makaranas ng ano ng hila ng isda. So pinaranas ako sa kanya, sabi, kinisigawan ko, chill-chill na lang sila doon. Ken! Ken! Tapos so, ito, parang hindi niya ayaw niya. Ikaw mag-grill nito! Tapos parang ayaw niya. Yeah, ikaw mag-grill nito! Okay, tapos pinigil niya
sa kanya. Tapos kayong dalawa doon.
So yun, naka-ano siya ng laban. Tapos na-ano siya na parang, uy, lumalaban nga! Nag-ano, it's drag, it's like pulling yes. Drag and all that shit. Tapos nakita na namin yung muka, nabigla kami, akala namin tilapia. Pagdingin namin karpa. So it's pretty rare. Like, it's very rare. Sabi ko, oh my god, nakita namin yung mukha. Tapos, nakawala yung isda.
May video nga ako nun eh.
And then si Ken was like, oh shit, dapat di ako yung grill nito. I fucked up. And he started feeling yeah, sorry for na, himself. Okay. Sinisi niya sarili niya.
was funny. Buong araw siya nagre-reklamo eh. Ba't walang kuha kagat? Wala na, manhid na ata. Ganun-ganun siya eh.
Tapos yung nakawala na isda. Yes. Puta, nakatakas pa. But hey, that was cool though.
It was never nice.
Like, that was a rare catch.
And the place is shit.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm never coming back there again. I have a next better time, place for sa, pay to win. Ano, yeah.
Doon na tayo sa kung nasan nakakuha si Neil nung malaking Dorio.
No, fuck that shit. We're going to
fuck that shit.
We're going to Bulawan restaurant, man. Mas malaki pa doon. Really? May ganun doon. May ganung isda doon na parang tulad.
Ang tanong, makakahuli ba kayo?
Yun yung gusto ko mag-fish ka, diba? And then mahuli mo, paluto mo sa restaurant.
Actually, pwede rin.
Catch and cook, pero hindi ko magkukuk.
I'll take you guys to a better place na mas chill pa. Hindi doon, puta na, ayoko na doon. Fucking hell, dude. Never coming back to saan kami pupunta ulit. Ay, pinuntahan namin.
Yes.
Anyways, yeah, that's it for us.
I think yun.
Hindi siya nil, wala po.
What?
Kaya nga sabi ko, that's it for us. Okay, kami ni Vanilla.
Oh, nil!
Wala naman masyadong nangyari.
Ano, Neil? To the moon pa ba, Neil?
Wala naman masyadong nangyari.
Pusa na bilans na.
Moon back to the earth.
Dito to the earth. Moon pa rin tayo muna sa baba.
To the earth. Dito ano siya, hindi na siya to the moon, to the ano siya eh. To the Mercury eh. Pabalik na siya.
Pinulit ko yung aking
ano. Nagpas na siya ng ano. Nag-cut loss ka na?
Ah, de, pinul ko na yung aking ano.
Kasi yeah, that's called cut loss. Yeah. Like, binenta mo na yung coins mo.
Binenta ko yung coins ko ng ano, 40k market. Binili ko siya ng 39k market price.
Oh, at least, you know, profit ka pa rin.
Yeah, see? I'm not gonna buy Bitcoin till it reaches 37k again, 36.
Oh, well, yes. Ako eh, hindi ko tinitignan ngayon kasi as of, like, last week, sobrang pula niya. Crashes like sheesh, you know?
kawawa si Rain eh. Pambakit
ang dami niyang binili
nung ano, 50k market price yung binili niyang BTC, ano siya ngayon?
Oh shit, man. Yeah. Holy shit,
hold niya lang
eh. Kaya nakahold
hold
niya
lang,
hold lang.
But by the way, nangyayari sa akin this week, I just got out, you know, unwind.
Just swimming shot mag-isa. Tang yan. I mean like
ayun pala yun. Kaya pala may mga basang pinaggamitan na damit doon sa kusina. Ah. Kasi ko the fuck sino
like friendly poker lang kami. Ano lang, so, pang chill lang. Yun lang yung nangyari. Uh-huh.
Ganun talaga pag mayayaman. Oh, ng ano?
Binance.
poker. Tayo dito, na nag-ano lang tayo. Oh, nag-blackjack. Nag-ano lang tayo. Unggoy-unggoy.
Ako nag-gagatcha lang ako dito eh. Nag-genshin.
Ano lang, friendly game lang. Like, maliitan lang. Ano lang, parang alam yung pampatay oras.
Grabe.
Pampatay oras kasi may dami na lang pera. So oras na lang.
Iba yung maliitan nito. Tig-100k.
Hindi ko alam kung saan ko nakuha to?
Ano yun?
Pangita ko sa inyo. Like legit, sobrang careful ko mag-drive.
Okay.
Pero eto oh, like, kita nyo to?
Ano yun? I can't see that shit.
Oh!
Oh shit, nabinyagan! Is that nabinyagan?
Nabinyagan. Di ko alam kung saan, pero buti na lang, dito lang siya sa ano, sa plastic, hindi siya sa mismong metal. So madali lang remedyohan. But you know, at least hindi bunggo, 'di ba? Thankfully, 'di ba? Kasi di ako natulog doon, like namamahay kasi ako. Pagkatapos namin magkwentuhan ganyan, like rekta uwi ako. Medyo sabog na ako noon. So, sa lahat po, dapat lagi kayo magpahinga. Pahinga kayo.
Ano ba 'yan?
Liking pahinga.
Tinan mo ako kami.
Like, katulad ako naglo ako na naka-autopilot rin. Pero hindi ko doon nakuha itong ano, itong gas-gas. Like, di ko talaga alam kung saan siya, ano, kasi maririnig ko naman yun.
Hindi mo lang naramdaman kasi ang laki yung kotse mo.
Hindi. May sensor buong katawan ng kotse ko. Mararamdaman ko yun.
Wala, hindi.
Kasi I feel it. Tayo
na, yung nakagagawin, may sensor na, nabangga niya pa. Yuck!
Hindi nga! Iba yung bangga sa gas-gas, bobo!
Gas-gasan
pa rin. Tangina mo, tingnan natin yung kotse mo!
Hindi ako yung bumunggo. Sila yung bumunggo sa akin.
Pero yun nga, ngayon, kita niya sa likod ko.
Aso niya.
May dance floor na ako doon.
Aso niya.
So, mag-ano na po kayo sa ano ko, FB Live ko.
What's that?
Mag-donate na po kayo.
Oh, come on, man. Sino, sino? Is that yung parang pag may nag-donate, tapos putang sasayo ko sa likod? Damn.
Editor, lagyan mo ka ng ano, ng Golden Retriever Puppy PNG sa likod nila.
Lagyan mo dito. Lagyan Guys,
wait, pero okay, sino aso ba? Kukuha ka ba talaga ng aso?
Yeah, end of June na. Bakit? Ano na siya.
Bakit dito?
Bakit hindi? Ah, dito. Pangalan niya Chuchi, palagay sa taas Chuchi. C-H-U-C-H-I.
Ang gaganda naman ang pangalan ng aso dito, putang ina, gagawin.
Excuse me, may magandang ano doon sa Chuchi na 'yon. So,
may
sentiment Chuchi.
Kami ng girlfriend ko, nung liligawan ko pa lang siya, lagi ko siyang binibigyan ng kalachuchi. So, see?
Ganda nga.
So, it resembles like we have a
ganda,
new...
Ganda naman,
kala ko ang haba, yun, no? Parang...
We have Ragnar, Seven Rager,
and then, there's Chuchi. Hops na sa mga sobrang anuhang, ano, gusto na, so cute na, ano.
Puta, ganda. Mas maganda pa yung pangalan ng mga kalapati ko sa labas.
Puta nga na, because it's anime, what the fuck?
Hindi lang.
Damn.
Eren, Ragnar.
Mga ganun, no? Like, one word names. Nagkukuha ako aso po, ta full name, lalagay ko. Lagay ko na middle initial in siya.
And then we have fucking Chuchi.
Chuchi. Patalunin mo nga, editor. Chuchi.
Okay, no. Bigyan mo pa ng sakit sa ulo.
Buti pa si Dickface. Dickface. Maboy Dickface.
Ay, alam mo, di mo kalapate yun. Ha? Wise ka.
Hindi nga. O bakit sila pumunta sa akin? Putang ina, hayop yung mga dalawang yun. Pasakit sa ulo.
Siguro sa next week, mayroon pangatlo na yun. Like, susunduin na sila.
Oh my God. Padami sila na padami. Hanggang nagkaroon ng pigeon coop dito.
Nagkaroon ng mini-zoo sa labas. O tangina.
Ano lang kaya hayop yung babagsak din sa akin.
Yan, nangangarera ka na ng kalapate. Si Eren yun, si Eren.
Nah, hindi na makakalipad si Eren.
Sino ba isa?
Si Reiner.
Si Reiner.
Si Reiner.
Reina?
Yung armored titan.
But yeah, yun lang yung mga nangyari sa akin this week. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
How about your Chris?
Sasabihin ka pa ba? Puta nga, wala naman kami pakalam sa mga ginagawa ko dito sa bahay.
Yes! Yes, we Chris.
Do. Anyways.
Si Chris lang ang nakaranas ng umuulan na bato.
Oh, nabutan ko pa nga eh.
Oh,
alam mo yung parang tulog ka, no? Tapos parang nakita ko si Chris nung nabagsak, di ba? Parang may alarm siya na. Sabi niya, fuck! Tapos tulog niya ulit.
Like, pumasok ako doon, binuksan ko yung ilaw. Sabi ko, holy shit! Sabi ni Chris, I'm not in the mood right now. Pinatay ko ulit yung ilaw.
Like, legit po, tangin, naririnig ko yung lagabang na nagising ako, bilang, oh, fuck!
Putang, laki pa naman mga batong na huwag.
Ang fakta pa doon, ang usok pa, tangin na.
Oo, oh, tangin na, amoy na.
Yung usok ng ano, hollow box.
Yung pagkagising ko, tangin na, sama ng pakiramdam, wala akong mag-edit.
Yeah, it's literally held sa PR House 1 kasi ginagawa kasi yung ano, di ba, yung studio, podcast studio. And then tinitibag yung wall sa kabila. So,
literally speed running that shit.
Yeah, natatabugan yung ano, yung ng mga bato-bato sila.
Chris. Yeah, even my fucking table here right now is full of rubble and shit. Imagine if I did not
Alam mo, ni speedrun na, meron pang ano, speed boost. Putang inang paggawa ng bahay yan. parang kalahati lang eh. Rick sa akin, 4 months inabot or 5 months eh. Doon siguro mga 2 months
kaya
lang.
Kaya mag-curing na eh. Within a month po. Kago na kaya yan. Yung ano yun, yung gems sa town hall.
Boosted.
But it's coming. Okay.
Okay, what else? Dumating na yung papeles ni Ragnar.
Thinking about starting a podcast but worrying about recording, editing, and such? I only believe in one platform for podcasters to rely on. Anchor. You can download it from the App Store and Play Store or access it from the website www.anchor.fm for free. No need for complicated tools. You can immediately create your podcast and publish it on various platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and others. Sounds easy, right? Use Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast.
Supposedly, nakikita mo yung parang real name ni Ragnar, yung registered name, but iba pa yung pet name, which is Ragnar. And the real name of Ragnar is...
Ano?
Joseph?
No, his name is...
Frederico?
No, I'm just pissed na pangalan nito is Bricks. It's like his real name is Bricks.
Bricks.
Damn, okay, hey, Bricks!
Bricks! Yo!
Hey, he shits Bricks. Hindi, mas nakakatawa yung pangalan ng ancestors niya. What the fuck? Ano yung isang... Puta, natawa ko sa pangalan ng isang ancestor niya.
Wait.
The name of his fucking ancestor, hindi yung descent, yung ancestors niya.
Okay, the name of his ancestors are yung kanyang tatay is ano, Prancer von Kiseki. Yun ang pangalan ng tatay niya.
Patay ko kayo sa kamer.
Pero yung tatay ni Prancer von Kiseki, Kiseki is what happened, Jammy.
Ano na?
What?
Ano? What?
Yung pangalan ng tatay ni ano,
can you show it on camera para mag-get sila?
What the hell?
Look at the fucking name. Kiseki's... What the fuck is that shit? Ilayo mo na konti. Puta, eh. It's just... Bakit ganyan yung mga pangalan ng mga ancestor? Isang sentence like, what happened, Kiseki?
What happened, Kiseki?
Sabi ko, puta, feeling ko pinarekto nila yung hayop na, ano yan, yung pedigree.
Documents.
Alam ba yan, pati mismo, ano niya, yung birth certificate niya,
yeah,
ano?
Yeah, ito.
Oh, shit, si Chuchi, ala.
Bakit?
Kailangan pa magpagawa.
You apply for that shit.
Yeah.
Parekto mo na lang.
May mga pages ngayon na rekta-rekta na.
Well, sheesh.
Ano pa, what else happened to me? The new Sea of Thieves video. I hope you liked the recent episode. I made it very special. Yeah, it's so cinematic. Kasi it wouldn't fit kung gagawin kong katangahan yung episode na yun. Like, I literally thought about now. I would make an intro for this.
Damn. Show. You know, it makes me think na alam yung mga content ni Frost. Yeah, we should do like movies. Diba? Tang ina. Editor
from Black Knight yung
story ng gagawin natin.
Hindi highlight yung ano.
Pamit sinil, ano, editor.
Tanggalin nyo na muna yan. Palitan nyo na muna ng iba.
Hindi highlight yung ano ko. Yung clutch ko doon.
Yung
clutch ko.
Anong clutch?
Sa bangka.
Akala mo ikaw yung ano, kami rin ng ano.
Oh, gago.
Putay na clutch yan. Tangina, naka-subsub na doon yung mga, ano?
Oh.
Yung mga...
Hindi yan, tinataas nila yung anchor. Oh.
Hindi na sila makakaalis doon.
Makaalis pa.
Bugbog sarado na namin.
Ako lang andun.
Wala, bugbog sarado
na namin. Kung makakit nila yung anchor na yun, wala din, dulubog din sila kasi punong-puno na ng tubig sa ilalim.
Oh. Ano sabi nyo, ha?
Pinalubog na ni Gian yung, ano, Chan Gian.
Oo, putay na, wala na sila magagawa doon.
Wala ko marinig na ka-mute kayo, ano?
Pakinggan na lang, man. For the past 3 minutes, yeah.
Ano, kinukoyo? Tang anak, credit taker talaga siya.
Oo nga, inaano natin dito yung editing ni Chris, tapos biglang gagano'n siya.
Oo, tang anak mo. Tapos magka-comment savior ng PR, fuck you! Without my navigation skills, we would be nothing.
Hindi kasi may meme na the savior of OGD. The savior of PR.
Ulo, tang anak, hindi ka nga pumasok ng first fucking episode, tapos ganyan na.
Tang anak, inaayos ko yung files. Puta, dahil sa tinatrash talk ako nung napakadami, may nag-comment pa sa video ko. Tangina mo, Trinil, di ka pa sikat, iniiwan mo na yung PR. Wala kang kwenta. Like, what the fuck, ano ka ako kinu-comment na to?
Tapos
tinignan ko yung bagong PR na ano, na video. Putang ina. May bully pass ako. What the fuck? May bully pass yung mga viewers sa akin.
For the record, sabi ko, libreng light kay Neil dito sa comment section.
Puta, mo napunta sa channel ko eh.
Yeah, di na daw enough yung comment section ng video niya.
Oh, kailangan tan straight to you.
Sa haba-haba.
Napekto ako doon.
Hindi,
kaya kami namadali ako ni Neil yung mga panano yung edit na niya.
Oo, puta. Kasi pinanood ko rin yung video, like, puro ano nga, puro, like, okay, laitin nyo si try nila, okay lang yan, laitin nyo sa comment. Lahat ng gusto nyo sabihin, sabihin nyo.
Tapos yung heart react namin, ako yung nag-heart react.
Oo, putang na, nakita ko, yung heart react lahat ng ano sa akin.
Right. Ano pa? Ano pa ba nangyari sa... Oh yeah, I just got back to Dota 2 again.
Actually, I'm willing to play Dota again.
Ano yan?
Yeah, naglalaro nga, ano yun, nilalaro namin recently.
Ano Neil? Pinoy's Dota.
Oh, kailan na Neil? Ano na Neil?
Pinoy's Dota. Tayo na, nanonood ka rin ng Dota eh. Pinapanood ba si Admiral Ludbug eh. As Bulldog. Eh, pag ganyan-ganyan si Neil, pero gusto niya rin.
Ganun ka nga sa camera glow, ganun ka.
Oh.
Hey!
Son the gang boss.
Grabe niyan.
Tara, Dota na ulit, oh. Tangina.
Oh, game mo.
Game naman ako.
Oh. Tara, after nito, ano? Ano?
Oh, yun na lang galarin natin.
Oh. Bakit people want that, like that shit? Wala pa tayong na-upload na Pinoy's Dota sa channel na to.
Oh, really?
Wala hindi pa. Nasa really? Channel ko lahat ng Pinoy's Dota.
Nascuffed yun eh.
Nag-record tayo nang tas wala, never.
Nascuffed yun eh.
Alam mo ba tayo, skaputang ina nyo si Chris walking 250. Aba, so sobrang tryhard ko. Ganda lang po ito, nagpapapatay kayo. Like, puta na, no, hindi may scrap yun.
Hey, I'm getting better, okay?
Sabi ka si Chris, utang na silencer ka. Puta kada, ano yan, kada buhay niya, lumalabas siya, putang na, balik ulit sa well.
I'm gonna get better, okay?
I'm getting better as well, okay? I'm getting better.
Wow. What do you mean you're getting better?
I'm just getting better, okay?
Well, getting better at what exactly?
Just getting better. You'll see.
Anyway, yeah, that's enough for me. Right, so that's all the updates ng PR members.
God damn, that took 30 minutes. All right.
Yeah.
Maraming salamat sa mag-ano, sa maglalagay ulit ng mga timestamps. Kayo talaga MVP.
Right. So without further ado, we are going to talk about this hot issue. Na nangyari.
Anong hot issue? Puta, wala na, gaw.
Wala. Hindi na siya hot. It's dead in the water. But hey, let me
sobrang init na. Kailangan ko ng ice.
Let's just go back into it. Ice. This is about cheating. We're gonna talk about cheating in general. But first, we are going to talk about the recent cheating scandal that happened sa... What is that event called?
Damn, bro! We're going straight to the fucking issue. Let's go.
One esports called Warzone Showdown, which is meron tayong representative for the Philippines to compete in that tournament. And
oy, puro Pilipina,
puro
ano
Pilipino yon.
Puro Pilipino yon.
Yung magiging representative dapat, supposed to be, yung magiging champion dun sa Warzone na yun. And the one who won, do we even gonna mention the name? Is Sethan, who was cheating the whole tournament. And what happens there is he made a statement. I forgot what statement na binigay niya doon. But nabasa ko yung kanyang statement, pero hindi ko makakalimutan yung sinabi niya doon na what's it called? I simply used the hacks on certain times because it was there to use.
So parang dahil nandun siya, like, hey, it's there, might as well use it. Parang ganun.
Yeah, and meron din siyang sinabi dun sa part na just for fun niya lang ginagamit. Why would you even cheat in a competitive, in a tournament scene like that? Tapos meron ka pang pangalan sa community mo na kailangan protektahan. Why you have to sabotage that shit by cheating in that scene?
Well, he just said it, okay? He just said it.
No, I
it's
I
believe, there.
I believe it's just a poor excuse kasi na like for no, my opinion to cheaters, I fucking hate them.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them so much. The online ones. I fucking hate them. I
so yum.
Kaya ang napapansin ko lang is kaya walang masyadong umuusbong FPS players dito sa Pilipinas to fight into competitive scenes. This is one of the issues. Kaya di rin na popush yung mga legit players ng Pilipinas. Kasi nga, laging natatabunan ng mga allegedly cheaters yung FPS competitive scene dito sa Pinas. Kaya wala CSGO, mga ganyan. Yeah.
Napansin ko nga rin, like, you know, like every freaking major FPS event dito sa Pinas, like, there's always some kind of cheating allegation right after the event. Mm-hmm. And it turns out to be true.
Kasi Pinoy tayo, kaya we need the money.
And it's coming from a, pro.
Coming from a YouTuber who needs the money. See? Yes, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. You know, it's part of the grind.
Yeah, this is kind of it's a. Ito yung stigma dito sa Pinas, yung mga cheaters talaga. Kaya walang umuos muna. So.
But kaya ganun, no? Siguro kasi namula tayo na we've been cheating sa CSGO and then nadala na natin sa Crossfire at kung ano mang game, you know, sa Plants vs. Zombies, kaya, joke.
We're gonna talk about cheating in other games.
He pretty much just said it, na tipong, it was just there, and he used it. Actually, that wasn't, that wasn't even a poor excuse anymore. Like, that's definitely the excuse. That's it.
That's
like straight to the point. You know, no excuses. That's it. He used it because he wanted to cheat.
But
a poor excuse would be like,
ano kasi, kailangan ko kasi nung ano, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, ay, di ko naman sinasadya, ganun-ganun.
Yeah, that would be a poor excuse. Pero like, yeah. He just went straight ahead and then, because it was there.
But imagine though.
Maybe he was mad, you know?
But imagine though. Imagine on, he didn't get caught. Diba? He would still be bragging about the kill death ratios na he's been talking about
to and the money.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just a
so is it a good thing or a bad thing, huh?
Alam nyo, para sa akin buti nga na huli agad kasi if sa international pa yan mas nakakahiya.
Oo nga, no?
Alam mo, naisip ko like kasi diba like Pinoy yung minsan sa mga FPS tournaments is like parang yung sabi nga ni Gian ganina like palaging may cheating allegations and then minsan nagiging totoo. So like siguro na nadala na natin like on every tournaments na oh my god, this guy's so good, he must be cheating. So like andun na lalabas na yung mga nagre-research, di ba? May gumawa nga ng video yung pinanood namin ni Neil, di ba? Yung mga ganun, yung parang nag time to investigate, like, parang ang bilis lang mahanap ng mga cheaters kasi people are actually like parang naano na na through our history na daming cheating na nangyayari. So like it becomes more easier to spot cheaters lalo na sa mga tournaments na ganito. Yeah. When they stream, okay, pag may ano talaga, may tawag ito, evidence.
Yeah.
Besides this, besides sa kanyang reputation, what about the reputation din ng ano ng mga kanyang teammates? Like for example, nakakasama nga sa, ano, like,
Sinain.
Sa team na nilain.
They were in complete in denial na hindi nila alam na nag-cheat yun. Si
Paano?
They were in complete in denial na wala silang kaalam-alam na, ano. Na,
well, it was more of a, match. Kasi, it was pretty much a show match. Kahit ako, like, I've been partied with different people or random players during show matches, like they could have been cheating as well. So, di ko rin
and paano saka sa part na in, for sure hindi niya alam yun kasi para sa hindi niya rin ano yun eh, it's just a show match rin talaga to enjoy.
Dami nga nagtotalk shit sa kanya sa video niya.
Meron bang ano?
Ang problema kasi nadadamay yung ano eh.
Di pa may prize pool yun?
Yeah, may prize pool.
Yeah, may mga show matches na may mga show matches talaga na may prize pool.
The problem in that is na huhugot yung pangalan niya doon na dapat hindi naman talaga.
Fucking.
Yun naman
siya yung ano eh, captain eh.
Yeah.
Yun nga.
Siya yung captain ng team eh.
Which is dapat hindi kasi ala rin siyang alam.
Yeah, nakakatuwa nga tingnan ni Nick. And may mga bashers na, oh, pinasok mo tong member na to, nag-cheat kasi kailangan niya ng pera. Tayo na, hindi sinabihan niya, hindi ko kailangan ng pera.
Ito, ay, buta!
To, binili ko kagabi dahil stressed ako 100k. Sabi ko, what the fuck? Ilang stream to?
ano sabi niya?
Dun sa stream niya na nag-explain siya about the issue, di ba? And then people, may mga bashers sa comment section of mga ano like, ah, sinali mo yun kasi you were in it, you know, for the money as well. Tapos sabi niya, wala akong pake sa pera. Kita niyo itong bag na binili ko kagabi kasi sobrang stress ko sa issue na to. This is like 100k. Like, oh, what the fuck?
That damn the flex.
I don't need the money, okay? I was just there for fun.
I mean, Glocko, you know.
Yeah, alam mo, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, pero, like, know. Alam mo yung like, mga ganun yun. Okay, ano mo mga iniisip ng ibang tao? It's money, yeah, but you know, it's not worth the shit. Kaya yun, nag-forfeit na sila.
Yeah.
Yung binigyan nila. But still, fuck cheating, man. Yeah.
That's sad. Yeah.
Imagine, ito kasi yung fucked up na isip ko, like, nahuli siya kasi nag-i-stream siya and then nakikita sa streams niya or like sa VODs niya na yung mga sketchy shit.
Yeah, then, like, isipin mo na nagdo-drawing siya sa ano sa walls. Tangina ng
tao. Yeah, like nagtututok like naisip ko lang na this guy got caught kasi he's streaming and yung may mga VODs, may mga evidence. Imagine mo lang yung mga tao na di nag-i-stream, 'di ba? Tangina ng dami talaga nag-cheat. Dami nag-cheat, boy. Shit. Yeah, yung mga di mo talaga mahanapan ng evidence.
Yeah, what I've heard is he also sells cheats as well. So that's
Yeah, it's a lot of hustles. Yeah.
Damn.
Lots of side hustles.
Yeah, enough of that. But thoughts of cheating. What's your thoughts about it?
I absolutely hate it, Chris.
Really?
Yes.
It ruins the game. And, when was the last time na naglaro ka ng limang matches and then lahat ng lima na yun may cheater and then naglaro ka pa rin ng pang-anim? Di ba? You stop playing. Like, fuck this game. Full of cheaters.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, what do you call this? Like, cheating in general is pretty fucked up. Okay. If may nadadamay na iba. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because we're pretty much guilty of cheating in single player games, Vice City, San Andreas, all that good stuff. Right? But when you start cheating in multiplayer games, para lang lamangan mo yung mga kapwa players mo, that's where you freaking draw the line, dude. Because that's not happening. It's not like cheating to have fun. That's cheating to like to
gain advantage,
gain advantage against people. So that's where we draw the line. Okay? Same thing with like academics, cheating in a way. Although naintindihan ko yung mga sentiments ng ibang tao na people cheat sa what do you call this sa school para lang ma-reach yung bare minimum. Because like the system is all about points and grades and all that shit, and not really about learning. I kind of agree with that. But then again,
yes.
Ito, what if on the sense that tipong tayo na, ano siya, what do you call this? Scholar siya, tapos honor student pa, pero nakamit niya pala yun through cheating. So it's not about getting the bare minimum anymore. It's not about trying to break even. Nang nalamang na siya sa ranking. Ayun.
Mm.
And yeah, may mga ganoong kaklase. Like, nasa mga top sila, pero tangina pag na, may test or quiz, they're cheating. At sila-sila lang. Sila-sila lang rin. Nag-cheat. So that's where...
That's a fucked up ideology, you know?
Fucked up it is. So,
so in a way, everyone cheats, pero like...
Again, if
less, like, no, just, I mean, like, ako, may more, there are more evil na ano mga...
Yeah, ito kasi, there's gray area of cheating kasi. Like, you can cheat all you want. Me, personally, I cheat all the time to my games. But hey, no one is getting affected. I'm having fun. You play how you play your games. Kasi there's just like three types of players in the spectrum of cheating. There's one, there's purists that... People hate cheating, even exploits, they don't like it. They're gonna play the game
how
it was
supposed to be.
They're gonna be like, fuck you for cheating.
Fuck you for cheating. Fuck you for using. I mean, you can't even, you can't even complete GTA San Andreas without cheating. You fucking, And there's this hard cheaters talaga na it's all fair sa mga laro. And there's this third one, which is Code This Law, which people who doesn't use external cheats but they use parang exploits sa isang laro to gain an advantage to others. What are your thoughts about those people though? Like yung mga naglalaro ng gumagamit ng exploits like within the code ng laro.
Exploits para sa akin, ah. Since it's there and wala namang nagbabawal sa kanila gawin yun. Hey, dude, go ahead. Hey, we talked about this before sa streaming shit natin, okay? It's if you can exploit the system in any way na that's still within the terms of service, then go ahead. Exploit all the way, baby. Yun.
Pero hindi ba parang in a way good thing yun kasi yung mostly kasi pag sinabi mong exploit, it's a shouldn't be there, di ba?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, may bibigyan ng ano yung heads up yung mga devs.
Yeah, but then again, if the devs haven't removed it yet, it's their fault. Ito yung, ito yung actually, time na tipong, let's say for example, yung ano yung nangyari sa Valorant, yung Killjoy bug. Killjoy exploit sa somewhere
dun nilalagay
sa ilalim. Tapos puta kayo na bumabaril-baril. Yeah, that's definitely an exploit. You could say na ay ang daya. Yeah, mandaya, pero hey, I'm not it's using the, an external, it's in the code, it's in the game. Kayo rin, ba't ninyo gawin? Because here's the thing about exploits, okay? Exploits are available for everyone. If that person can exploit it, you can exploit it as well. It's all about whether you want to or not.
Yeah, the only people who complain about it are purists, like what I've mentioned before. Yeah.
Meron lang, di ba?
One thing na amazed din ako is, for example, bunny hopping. It's supposed to be exploit, but Valve says, hey, if it's in the game, you know, just use it whatever you want.
Hindi kasi siya, mahirap siya gawin, butang ina niyan.
Yeah, you need a lot of practice.
Yeah, yes. Practice and all that. Tapos, for example din, isang laro din to ng Valve, rocket jumping sa Team Fortress 2. That wasn't supposed to be the case na you getting launched to the air by shooting a rocket launcher
rocket sa ilalim.
And then you're gonna ano.
So like parang hindi siya yung it's not coded like that pero parang nagiging ganun yeah, kasi yun yung nagiging meta.
Ginawa ng mechanic.
Fuck man!
Yeah.
Naisip ko lang Valorant okay, si Raze.
Si Raze.
Fucking people man!
Yeah, I hate race players.
I hate race, they fly.
I hate race players.
Tayo, ginagamit ko sa race.
Especially Nil.
Yung lipad-lipad shit na yan.
Especially Nil.
They should remove that shit, you know? Tayo, magiging lumpo yung mga nagrilipad-lipad kay race. Magiging walang kwenta niyo.
At po, tangina, binubuhat kayo. Tapos po, tayo, nahinahate niyo. Ha, pakyo kayo, ha. Nil, mag-race ka na. Wait lang, hanap ako ng iba. Isip ako. Sige, mag-race na nga ako. At sabihin nyo, tangina mo, yan lang naman alam mo, maghahanap ka pa ng iba.
Oh! Pero yes, that's one thing, you know. For like, hindi siya yung intention, pero nagiging meta, so di na nire-remove.
Hey,
you know?
It's not an exploit. It's a feature.
Oh!
Ganun yung
damn,
excuse.
Boy.
That's the best excuse.
Yeah. But yeah, pero may ibang game developers or publishers na ano eh, yung mga katulad na exploits finifix nila. For example, Smash Brothers, like Nintendo has this like the players ng Smash Brothers dati is narinig ko lang to ha, or parang ina-exploit yung parang competitive scene ng larong yun. And then
like
they
how?
Made like merong mga mechanics dun sa laro. I'm not really sure kung ano yun. Like mga it revolves around the edges ng mapa. Parang ganun.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Na inaano nila, na to the point na gumawa sila ng panibagong Smash Brothers to fix all of that shit para ma-stimulate dun sa competitive scene. To the point na may mga naglalaro pa ng dating Smash Brothers, dating Smash Brothers na parang binan ng Nintendo. You heard about that issue before?
I don't. Haven't. Yeah, I'm not. Kasi, well, ignorante ako sa Smash Brothers.
Kasi fucking Nintendo wants to play your game. Like Nintendo wants you to play the game how they want it to be played. Hindi siya katulad ng Valve na ganun nga. they let you do what you wanted to do dun sa mismong
wait, that's not how you're supposed to play the game?
Yeah, parang ganun.
Yeah.
Wait, that's illegal.
That's illegal.
That's illegal.
Yeah, that feels.
So, yeah. After that, have you, ano, di ba, usually, naglalaro kayo ng mga, ano yung experience sa mga cheaters? Like, I really wanna know. Kasi, meron akong story sa side ko na, to the point na tinigil ko na paglalaro ng isang larong yun dahil sobrang umalat ng
cheaters. Fucking gunbound.
Wait, cheats a gunbound? What?
Yeah, dude! Like, aimbot. Pretty much any fucking game na pwedeng lagyan ng aimbot, yun yung nakasira.
Ano?
Dude, wait, is it a gunbound like a...
Oh, shoot! Tapos boom, oh.
Wait, so
with a click of a button, na, automatic na. Oh, puto na. Kahit saan ka nakapwesto, matatamaan ka pa rin.
Legit, nag-auto-calculate siya.
Yeah.
It does the math for you, yes?
Yes.
Like, dude, that's shit.
Yeah, that ruined everything for me sa Gunbound. Kasi dati, Gunbound was so fun kasi parang na, ang satisfying, di ba, na parang, oh, mahuhulaan mo yung tamang angle, yung mechanics, yung wind. And then you have like cheaters who just press one button then boom. Panalo.
Accurate, 100%.
And I'm like, Rico, fuck that game, dude. There was also a time nung ano, diba, what was that? H1Z1? PUBG? Lahat.
Lahat.
Nagdubagsa yung cheaters doon. Diba, nag-teleport yung mga tao.
Meron nga, Diyos eh, lumilipad eh.
Fall Guys. Diba?
Fall Guys! Diba? Yeah. Diba, yes, yung freaking rage quitted in that fucking
simula
game.
Simula pa lang ng, ano, diba, ng match, like, shit, may lumilipad na, fuck this shit na yun, wanna finish it. Yeah.
See, those type of things. We've been through it.
Ako sa Apex Legends, I fucking quit that game. No!
Oh, fuck.
I fucking hated that game simula ng ano, lumabas lahat ng cheaters doon. Kasi nga, libre. Accessible sa, yun, accessible din sa mga cheaters. To the point na, I kinda fucking quit that game before it reaches season 1. It's so stupid na how cheaters can destroy a game. Like mostly ano eh, mostly Russians, mostly the you know.
I mean, you know, cheaters naman nakakatulong rin sa ano, sa game in some way kasi nalalaman nila na nabibreach yung ano nila, yung codes nila ganyan na kailangan nila taasan yung security nila, yung Vanguard, yung damn cheat, yung cheat ano nila, what they call that? Yung parang cheat defense nila, anti-cheat defense. Diba? But in some way nag-evolve at nag-evolve yung mga codes para sa mga cheats. So even though yung mga ibang games talaga eh tadtarin mo ng antivirus yan eh yung iba naman eh kaya lang naman sila gumagawa ng antivirus kasi sila rin gumagawa ng cheats. Virus or cheat, diba? So money.
Yes.
Syempre, may ako, mayroon ako nakita.
Yun yung nakakaano, di ba? Like, it's a cheat. How come this freaking anti-cheat or anti-virus and all that stuff stop that specific cheat? Because we made that cheat? We know the codes of that cheat? Di ba? Makes sense.
May nakita ako CSGO. Like, ewan ko, napanood nyo na to. He created a fake cheat. Nag-ads siya sa Google. Like, ang daing nag-download tapos nakikita niya yung mga replays. So, doon mo malalaman na daing taong nagsesearch for cheat sa CSGO. But, yung dinownload na yon is kabaliktaran, which is, yung cheater na yon is masisira yung laro niya. As in, maririnig mo rin ata yung boses. I think narinig rin yung boses or ano.
Pagbabaril ka, tanga na natatapon.
O, pagbabaril ka, tatapon mo yung baril mo. Pag pupunta ka sa site. Oo. Pag pupunta ka sa site o magbabato ka ng molotov, magka-crouch ka, tapos babalibag mo sa sarili mo.
Merong mag-defuse ka ng bomba. Na akala mo nagdi-defuse ka. Oh, 0 seconds, the bomb has been defused. Counter-terrorism, pero di mo pala nagdi-defuse. Parang in 0.1 seconds, ini-stop, tapos magti-trigger ng sounds. Bomb has been defused.
Grabe yung coder na yun, di ba? Grabe siya mag-create ng code
one of the people I respect, mga ganong klaseng tao na they punish cheaters by using cheats na against them. it's pretty ingenious.
It's karma porn.
I mean, marami pa rin cheaters ngayon, pero sa mga nilalaro natin, like siguro sa akin, sa Grand Theft Auto, cheater or mas kilalang modder, yun ano kasi doon, yung modder. Like, lalagyan ka ng racket sa puwet, ganyan. Lalagyan ka mga nakahubad na tao sa likod mo. Nangyayari yun. Maglalagay ng ramp sa buong city. Sinisira buong city, sinisira yung database. Yun yung mga malala. Dinididos yung mismong network, yung hosting ng city para hindi makalaro yung ano. Yun yung talagang malalang ano. Hindi na cheater yun eh. Hindi na cheater tawag dun eh. Ano na eh. What you call that? Modder na eh. Modder or DDoS. If you know, alam nyo na may DDoS, di ba?
Sa alam nyo, nagtutroll lang siya. Like, binibisit yung mga players.
Binibisit or may minsan kasi sa side ng ano ko is naiingit sa city, ganyan. Kasi yes, maraming players o sisirain.
Like yung mga ganun, like
daing times. Pero pa maglalagay sa ano mo, sa mata mo ng subscribe to this, you've been hacked by ganto ganyan.
You've been hacked.
Tapos ato nangyari sa city namin, lahat kami kinulong ng lifetime 999999. Tapos nag-spawn ng mga malalaking bangka sa amin, tapos pinapasabog lahat.
Tapos naayos pa.
May buti naman yung mga ibang server is may mga backup na ano na codes para maayos yun.
Masaya kayo nun.
Ang problema is yung iba hindi naaayos. Like wala silang backup, so back to zero sila.
Yeah.
And wala ka rin gastos for hosting and ano eh. So ewan ko sa mga ingit or ano. Grabe yung nangyayari doon.
Baka yung mga hosts lang rin yung nag-aano na.
Yung business
sira. Para
may ano
para
eh.
Kontakin sila. Tas,
may na-expose doon eh na talagang yung siya yung nagdi-DDoS ganyan. Kasi ayaw niya sa server na yun.
Yeah, nangyayari
malaki rin ginagastos.
Nangyayari din yun sa mga RAS servers eh. Sabihin natin.
Ayun, di ba?
Parang in-abuse sila ng admin or something kahit di naman. Kaya kami dinididos bigla yung server.
Yes, babawi sila.
Pero di cheater ang mga, di cheater mga tao.
Yeah. Hindi, pero pwede sila mag-create ng cheat kasi nagagawa nilang mag-DDoS.
Hack yun.
Yun yung mga type na tao na yun, hack na. Yeah. Hackers na. Di na tayo sa cheaters. Butang ina.
Problema nila.
I mean, that's still within the scope pa
rin. Yeah. The cheaters, CSGO, sobrang common. Lalo na yung ano.
Yeah, di na
yung sobrang taas ng DPI. Putang ina. Like nababaliw yung tao tapos nagba-bunny hop. Kaka-spawn pa lang namin. Oo. Op pa yung gamit po. Ayun na. Machine gun na op.
Simula na dinilibre nila yung CSGO. I know for a second now that game is gonna die anytime soon. Kasi it's gonna be free for all to cheaters to make accounts kasi wala naman hardware bans sa Valve or sa CSGO mismo.
Mm-hmm.
So they could make another account and cheat all they like as they wish. To the point na yung mga higher ranks, it's a elo hell for them. Kasi it's full of ano, di ka makakaalam.
Yeah, kaya ano yung majority talaga yung mga mahal na mahal yung CSGO, they ano, resort
walang,
to...
Walang GE ngayon. Walang GE na...
Third. Yeah, kasi nag-grind na lang sila sa ano eh, sa alam mo yun, yung Face It ata.
Oh, Face It.
Third party na ano, na matchmaking service. Mas maganda yung ano dun eh.
Wala ka naman eh. Wala na talagang feet. Ano, makakalaban na legit sa...
Yeah, I don't know.
Sa mismo
fuck
service.
These games, man. Yeah. What are they doing, ha? What are they doing with their life?
Hey, pro scene of CSGO ain't dead.
Still no, no. Of course, sa ibang bansa,
sila din naglalaban na kay sa LAN.
Oo, sa ibang bansa. Dota 2... may na ano na rin ako sa Dota 2.
Map hack?
It's a script.
Script na parang auto dodge yeah. Ng
scriptor,
mga
yes, auto dagger. Yes, sir. What?
Yeah.
Di ba tayo so in a way dati nag-script din tayo.
No.
What do you mean nag-script tayo?
Oh, never mind. That was just a hotkey. Hotkey. Pero alam ko may ganun na feature yung mga nada-download sa amin.
Hotkeys are fine, I guess.
Oh, hotkeys is ano, oh, normal lang yun.
Kasi wala pa tayong hotkeys dati.
Yung mga hotkeys Alt-Q, are fine. Alt-W. Oh.
Pero yung mga map hack mismo na tipong puta na walang fog of war, kitang-kita mo.
Natay na ba yun ha?
Yeah,
natay ko na yun sa Garena. Or... okay,
and the amin na po ako, gumamit rin po ako nun.
Yeah, kadiri kayo!
Map hack.
Gago, mapunting lima dito sa bot.
Gago, map hack mo tanong may computer siya pa sa province.
Ito, dahil nandito tayo sa topic na to. Have you ever cheated in games? Like multiplayer?
Yeah,
putang ina, gumagawa pa nga ng cheat eh.
Yeah, kadiri kayo.
I have the moral high ground right now.
Comment down, Cheat Engine Gang.
Cheat Engine Gang.
Cheat Engine Gang.
Can you guys not do that? Kasi rin po tayo mga encourage yung mga bata na, Cheat Engine Gang.
Gago farm bill, may mansion agad ako, let's go.
Pero yes, na-try na ba mag-cheat? Yes. Marami sa F, sa SF, sa CF. May times ngayon na
disgusting.
Gumagawa ako ng ano, 'di ba? Gumagawa kami ng ano, gumana, di-develop kami ng private server ng isang game. Like for example, Flife. And then natutunan namin doon na baguhin yung parang name ng software ng program, and then palitan yung kung sino man gumawa noon. So pwede mo palitan na ikaw gumawa. So like nagda-download kami ng cheats, and then pinapalitan namin yung pangalan din ng ginagawa namin amin, tapos binebenta namin. Let's go!
Wow.
Hey, that was like years ago, eh? Like SF, CF days.
Gago, say sorry. Ay, say sorry to all the people na nadamay sa mga...
Wala na. Goodbye, Jeff. Tanda, CF pa naman. Pero yes. Kasi pag... Parang ano, what the fuck kasi? Ano bang... Ang... Ito, napansin ko, when it comes to like cheating, ha? Mm-hmm. It's really fucking bad, you know. It's bad kasi it ruins games. It ruins experience para sa iba.
Yeah.
And may sinasabi sila na cheating doesn't make you better. I completely disagree, okay? I completely fucking disagree.
Yeah.
Kasi like for example, I never cheated sa CS:GO, okay? Uh-huh. And then pero I cheated on different games like SF, CF, ganun. So like the essential cheats which is wall hack, 'di ba? So wallhack, nasa spawn pa kayo, nakikita mo na yung kalaban, obviously. Nakikita mo na yung outline and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then, pwede mo na siyang abangan sa corner.
Uh-huh.
In a way, or in a sense, kasi nakikita mo yung outline nila dun habang nag-cheat ka, you get a sense of timing. So, pag di ka nag-cheat, alam mo na kung, ah shit, dito sila dadaan, ganitong segundo, das ganun. Like, arang ganun. So, in a way, it makes you better, pero don't do that shit.
Can you fucking not? Can you guys not? Jesus Christ, can't you
pero,
fucking learn
not
that?
Not recommended, pero maglaro.
Puta kaya, can't you fucking learn that without cheats? I tried to learn that. Yung puta kaya na, yung nagba-Valorant ako, then I, when I, medyo addict pa ako, puta kaya, I had to learn all of that shit. Yung mga
hey, did you cheat in Valorant? Fuck you.
We didn't though, cheat in Valorant.
Yeah, I know, but still, man.
That's 10 years ago.
You know, I could have...
Probably 15 years ago. I don't fucking know.
It's fucked up. Like, parang puta yun na yun. Dahil nag-cheat ako, alam ko na kung paano gawin yung mga bagay-bagay.
Paano sila gumalaw?
I could have agreed to what Vanilla said. I could have agreed. Kasi I have cheated once in an FPS game, which is Counter-Strike. The reason why I got VAC banned in my first, ano... Kasi that point, I was in
damn,
my low point of my life na nanakawan na ako ng low point of my life sa gaming na nanakawan na ako ng gamit sa ano. Sabi ko, putang na si Ryan ko na yung
karal. Yung iba nag-drug si Chris, nag-cheat.
I'm not getting better at this game as well. Might as well, I just wanna feel na I got na tag dito.
Powerful.
Powerful. Like, I wanna be good at this game. Pero as nung nag-cheat nga ako, natututo ako ng parang peaking fundamentals, kumbaga.
Yeah.
Saan ka talaga mag-peak, or when to shoot, or where to shoot, when the wallbang is,
yeah, know, yeah,
is ano. Like, nung naban na nga ako, like, oh man, that sucks. I paid like 400 pesos for this game. Now what am I gonna do? So, nung bumili nga ako ng bago, I tried to clean myself.
Damn. Detox?
I tried... No,
parang ano eh, parang drugs.
I tried to be legit, okay? I tried to be legit. Hindi ko muna ginalaw yung main account ko. I hiniram ko muna yung silver account ng kaibigan ko, and I tried to improve there from there. So, nagsimula ako silver one. And
damn,
rank up to the place kung saan talaga ako... tag dito kung saan ako comfortable na ano, talagang competitive sa akin.
Gold level. One?
Which is Gold no, Gold Nova Master.
Gold yun Nova? Yung, gold Nova yung, 1?
Gold Nova 1? Ikaw yung Gold Nova 1, fuck you.
Ba't hindi nagsis CSGO ha? Wala CSGO sa Pinus Fest tayo, nagrabe.
Putang na yun. Makikita nyo, may helicopter tayong kalaban. Nagbabani hap pa.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, I was yeah, saying, dun nga sa cheating, may matutunan ka nga. Yes. Dun. Pero
we're not saying to cheat.
But we're not saying that you should cheat. You don't do what we did, okay?
Yeah, we cheat bad, out of curiosity, you know.
We cheat out of curiosity and disparity.
Yes, knowledge.
Kasi lang power. Like, kunyari Farmville, yeah, no, cheat engine, gusto mong triplehin yung mansion mo.
Hindi, ang problema mo ang alam ko sa Farmville. Wala kang naano doon eh, kahit mag-cheat ka doon, wala namang ma
yeah, wala nga. Pang flex lang sa FB noon, putang na pinapost mo at ang mansion ko, putang ina yun.
No harm to be done. That it's just all ano, wala ka namang wala namang competitive.
Sa Dota, nagagaray na pa ako, I tried map hack. Like dating-dati pa, Dota 1. Tang ina. Papunta pa lang kalaban eh.
Panalo ka?
I mean, you know.
Ito malala. Ito malala. Nag-cheat ka lang. Natalo ka
pa. Tingin na daming ganun. Legit ka
din. Natatawa ko pag ganun. Tingin mo tayo nag-cheater ka lang. Tingin na talo ka pa ng hype.
Yes.
Yeah, that's justice porn for me.
Yes.
Love it cheating when that happens.
Hindi you know? Ka nag-cheat kahit kailan?
Hindi.
Kasi yung fact.
Like kahit a single player?
Sa single player, oh, kakasabi ko.
Oh, kaya, ito mo nga, ano ba?
Punta kayo ng multiplayer yung pinag-uusapan natin dito. Yung punta kayo ng nadamay kayo. Hindi ako nag-farm build.
Multiplayer number one, okay.
Nabuhian ko ang farm build.
So we could all say that no one here in among us is a purist.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, not really. Like, again, if there's an exploit, I'd exploit it. You know?
Yes.
Cheating, though.
Kasi it saves you time. Time is valuable.
If kilala niyo si ano, si Lone Druid, meron siyang bug exploit dati na yung item mo sa bear, ilalagay mo sa baba, tapos mag-i-spawn ka ulit ng another bear, andun pa rin yung item sa bear, insta money.
So dupe.
Duplication.
Putang ina. Kahit sa Ragnarok tapos ano, sa mga ibang MMORPG po, yeah, ginagawa yan. Yung
ano eh, sa MMO nila. Mga ano.
Yeah.
Si Rae, ikaw namin ng ano eh,
ng game.
Ng RPG pag ganun eh. Pero pag sa Dota, wala na. Lalang. Advantage mo lang kasi may pera ka.
What else was exploitable about then?
Sobrang dami.
Yeah. Sobrang
Tetris
dami.
Tetris nga may nag-cheat rin eh.
Tetris battle sa Facebook.
Oh my god, dude.
Na, that's the law of
the law. Nahalala ko yun, gago.
Gago, lalagay mo sa cheat engine, i-slow mo, para yung kalaban mo no, sobrang bilis na yung pagbaba, ikaw chill ka lang.
Tang inang yan. Gumagana ba yun? What the fuck?
There is low versus low. Fucked God.
Up.
Yung gusto mo lang mag-enjoy. Katapat mo cheater. Stress ka pa. Like, sige, yeah, one game na tayo. Last game na tayo, guys. Last game na tayo. Tang ina, last game yun. May cheater kayong nakaharap. Putang ina.
Urat.
Hindi, kakain lang ako, maliligo lang ako. Ganun yung mga ano na yan. Agad-agad ang laro. Pagkatapos lagi ng laro, nagugutom yung ano ko, kalaro ko. Nagkukit sa party.
Actually, yun yung lagi. Yung minsan yung mga ano, yung mga reason ko, pag ayaw ko na maglaro, ayaw ko yung laro.
Kain muna. Ano, yung mga nag-cheat ka and then ano din, like you stream at the same time.
Yung mga nahuhuli sa ano.
Yung famous na clip ngayon, yung Clara. Clara. Alam mo ba yun?
Yung ba yun sa babae?
Oo, yung babae.
Why, Clara?
Clara,
put it here!
Kala na di naka-display capture eh, putang ina. Kala naka-game capture yung stream niya eh. Taka nakita yung cheat na-activate. Damn, that's fucked up, no? Imagine nangyari sa yun. The cringe, man. The cringe that she had to act na.
Then yeah, puta. I'ma call her now!
This girl!
Clara, what the fuck?
Wait, what the fuck? Clara! Talaga siya nag-cheat sa PC ko. The cringe, you know, like...
Yun yung ano niya? Yun yung excuse niya, tipo, ay, di ako yung naglagay dito, pero ginagamit niya. Stupid. Parang nakita ko na yun. Fucking hell.
Holy shit!
May mga ano, may mga nakikita ako ngayon, like sa Valorant, mga low-key na ano, pero nadedetect agad sila eh. Which is ayos na ayos. Kasi Valorant is yung cheating ano nila. Anti-cheat nila is talagang ano. Pero minsan, nag-o-over ano. Like, sobrang galing mo lang putang nakala cheater ka. Nababan ka.
Crazy mukha ni Chris.
May ganun scenario.
Oh, God.
Chris is making the face up araw. Talaga ba maganda yung cheat, ano? Detection ng Valorant. Bakit si ano hindi na ba, no?
Scuff! I'm just scuffing here right
now. Ayun, mukha ni Chris.
Hindi, di talaga. Di, bobo yan mag-Valorant tayo. Just mining our data. Kasi ano ginagawa nitong user na to, sin?
Ngayon kaya every time na maglalaro tayo ng Valorant. Wala, i-install ko. Pagkatapos, uninstall na agad. I don't want that shit out of my PC. For personal reasons.
Oh, may tumatawal na naman, no?
Papasok ko daw siya.
Pasokin mo na yan.
Para makita na natin yung ulo.
Daddy, andito na ako, Daddy! Alam mo ba, yung chicks doon, di ko na naman na.
Was it Jaeger?
Yeah, it is Jaeger.
Ba't di mo na pinapalabas si Ragnar?
Tinan mo. Look at that.
What the fuck happened? Puta, naging dark.
Yeah, I sprayed some quick heal in his head.
Yeah, yung Pokemon potion ko kaya. Yeah. Kalbo. Kalbong Ragnar. Where are we now? Where are we, boys?
Tangyang,
parang sarap matulog ang managusap.
Ako putang na, di ko alam kasi kakauwi ko lang diba kanina. So parang medyo ano ako.
Oo, oh, gising ko lang.
Ngayon lang nakiklik yung pagkaano.
Masarap pa kanin. Masarap pa kinain mo kanina.
Hindi nga eh, parang wala na akong leeg, puputok pa. Magkakabatok pa eh, butang.
Yuck. Anyway.
Oh, host, ano na tayo?
I think we already covered up sa issue about cheating and what our thoughts about it. How are we gonna conclude this, Gian?
What do you mean, how are we gonna...
Ano ba yan, Oscar? Ano ba yan?
Oh, ano naman. Ako yung purist dito. Help me out. I'm the one close to being a purist here. And then you guys are...
Help me out here. Go in conclusion. Don't cheat.
Yeah, what's your stance? Your final stance for cheating in this modern day and era? Yun.
Cheat when they
deserve it.
No! No!
Cheat when you have a cheater enemy.
No!
Hey, I actually agree with
fight
that.
Fight fire with fire.
I actually agree with that, Kainil. Like, let's say, for example, hindi ka talaga cheater, but you have cheats ready just in case you find a cheater.
Alam mo yung
I would do that. It's a contingency plan.
Pag nakita niya nagti 360 na yung kalaban tapos may op.
Okay.
Ito, disconnect lang ako saglit, ha.
It's time.
Pagkabalik kami, ikot na rin.
Who can play that game? Tapos inano mo na yung macro ng mouse mo. It's again.
Tangina, anong game yun, no? May game na gano'n, like, nade-detect niya na, ano, na cheater yung tao na yun. So, i-queue siya with other cheaters. So,
yung lobby niya yung puno na cheater.
Ano, yung Fall Guys. Fall Guys.
Fall Guys,
yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Imagine this cheater. Do you actually believe that shit? Like,
I don't fucking know. Who knows, man?
Hindi, kasi we'll never know. Tayo po, may just tayo kalaban.
Oh, just pa rin lagi.
Baka na, babypass nila.
Yeah, mga
imagine, nag-cheat ka pa sa Among Us, no?
Yeah, people. People actually do that shit. That's why, when nakita mga post, like nakita nila kung sino ga. Stupid.
That is the lowest of the low of cheating.
Stupid.
Imagine cheating on a social game. Really?
Yes.
Really?
Sims nga, may nag-cheat.
Social games. Di mo alam
psychological shit nila.
Yun yung mga taong walang kaibigan eh. Hindi mo alam may pag-socialize para manalo, putang ina, kailangan mag-cheat. Putang ina nyo.
Ano yung natawa siya, like, pero at the end of the day, like, iyak lang din. Like, I still have no friends. Like, sobrang saya niya.
Di ba may parang, ano, may post tungkol dun? Like, a comic, I forgot where. Parang ganun. Tipong, parang dapat daw maawa ka sa mga cheaters. Diba, nag-cheat siya, tapos ang taas daw ng KDA niya, and then people were like, ano ba yung kadiri ka, cheater ka, ngayip ka, tapos parang, yung backstory pala ng ano, bata na ito, like, sobrang ano, dysfunctional ng family niya. Tapos lasinggero yung tatay. Tapos like, inaabuso siya everyday kaya daw siya nag-cheat ganoon. So parang dapat maawa daw kayo sa mga cheater. Puta, sabi ko, ulul putang ina nyo, hype kayo. That doesn't excuse you to cheat. Pakit yung pangit na ng buhay mo. Putang ina, wala kang karapatan sirain yung buhay din ng ibang tao. Ina mo, fuck you. Whoever made that fucking comic, fuck you.
What the fuck?
Na, enabler pa kayo.
Oo, oh, enabler po. Tangan na yan. Yun yung manipulative sad boy moves. Ganun. Hype, man. So, yeah. Oh, stance niya sa cheating. Ako, I just again, don't fucking cheat on a multiplayer game.
Yeah.
Lalo na online. Kung kayo-kayo lang na magpipinsan yung mga kaibigan yung maglalaro sa isang like LAN tapos mag-cheat kayo lahat. Sige, go to make it fun for you guys.
Like yeah, console? Sure. Yeah, console.
You can't even cheat. Yeah, console. Yeah, may mga built-in cheats rin yan. But when it comes to like multiplayer online games, lalo na sa competitive and all that, in any case, basta multiplayer online, yeah, don't fucking cheat. Okay?
Same.
Or else, yes. I mean, or else I'll
cut off your dicks.
Yes, and shove it up your ass.
You heard me. Shove it up your ass.
Yeah. Oh, para sa akin, ano, cheating is fine.
Yeah, it is fine. But
it's not fine. Isipin mo rin yung mga nakakalaro mo na ano yung may isip nila.
How the fuck cheating is it gonna be fine?
No, on single player, man! On single player, what the fuck?
Ito ka na
naman! On single player, di ba tapos?
Salamat sa COVID, sorry.
Di ba tapos?
This is
another. Ayusin mo kasi opening mo, Neil, putang ina yun. Sasabihin mo, fine. Pero like, isipin mo yung ano.
On single player, okay? On single player.
Say that in the first place, you little shit. Hindi yung tipo, cheating is fine, pero isipin mo yung mga
kasama. I'm on the edge, you know? I'm on the edge.
Yan ka na naman eh. Thank you, COVID eh.
Tangin naman, ma-chat ka na naman ha, you say.
You know, cheating is fine on single player. Kasi wala ka namang natatapakang mga tao dun. And wala ka nasisirang laro. So, I mean, wala ka nasisirang game, okay? Kasi ikaw lang ang ano dun. Eh, para saan, cheating is fun.
It is fun. Yeah.
Sa single, it is fun. Puta, lalo na sa GTA, puta, pasabugin mo lahat dun, di ba?
May isang cheat dun sa GTA 5 na nag-slow mo. Lahat.
Yung ano, pag sumasabog, di ba?
Ito lang yung flex ko sa GTA. Natapos ko GTA San Andreas na hindi nag-cheat. Kaya ba?
I never played San Andreas. So.
Yeah, we never played
the story modes. I think the only ano na natapos ko is like Vice City.
Ah, GTA 5 o yung ano mismo?
GTA San Andreas. Actually, lahat ng GTA natapos ko na walang cheats eh.
Wait, GTA, what the fuck was GTA 4?
GTA 4 was in ano, Liberty City.
Liberty City. Ito ba yung pangit ng camera nito?
That's Nico Bellic.
Yeah, nobody talks about GTA 4.
I don't know why no one talks about GTA 4.
It's all about GTA 5.
It's all about Vice City, San Andreas, and na yun.
May nakita akong meme na yung there's another new console, PS10, with GTA 5 8K resolution. Now available.
Rockstar is just milking the shit out of GTA 5 at this point.
It's been 7 years.
It's been
8 years.
Give us GTA 6.
Come on, GTA 6 April Fool's naman.
Oh my god.
Damn. But yeah, yun lang yan ako. As long as six, ano. It's like Tekken. As long as chit-chat kayo sa ano lang, single player or mga tropa nyo kasama nyo and naggagaguhan kayo, it's okay. Pero on competitive end, ano. May, ayun nga pala, di ba competitive sa ano, yung may word.axe. Tang ina, man. Word.axe sa CSGO.
Ay, sa mouse. The one.
No. Yung pro player, like huling-huli siya. As in,
yeah, sa CSGO yun eh.
Yung akala mo word.exe.
Yes, akala mo, yes, man.
Wait, dala, sino tangang ganun? Nagdadala ka ng USB na may chest.
LAN pa, man. LAN pa.
Yung mga malalaking bayag na cheaters, oh, yung LAN cheaters. Ang dami yun eh sa akin sa Pinas, yung mga CSGO.
Yung mga subhuman na tinatawag ko.
Dadala ng ano.
Yeah, but yun lang sa akin. So, huwag kayong mag-cheat sa multiplayer, tama rin. Same yep. lang.
Yes, right. Di, I find yung masira buhay nyo.
Kasi at least, lalo na ngayon
at least
sa
point in time, masira yeah. talaga buhay nyo.
Lalo na sa internet ngayon.
It's the easiest way to get canceled. You don't even have to say any racial ano, shit.
Kung sa kapag nag-cheat kayo, yung ano nyo naman, yung reason nyo naman, ayusin nyo, wag yung andyan yan. Kasi
oh, puta ka na, enable pa.
Gagamitin ko yan, di ba?
Yun na nga yung, ano, mean, yun nga yung pang reason. Wala na, that's not like the honest reason. Yun na yun.
You know, like, if maybe 10 years from now and then I'd be, like, addicted to meth or some shit, yeah, I'd be saying the same shit. I'm like,
sir, andyan yan
eh. Hindi ko gagamitin.
Sir, andyan yan eh, sir. Sir. Sir, andyan yan.
NBI, kung nanonood mo kayo, this is a joke.
Balikan nila itong videos.
Ikaw kung kulay.
Ganun-ganun pa sa ilong mo. Like, may ano-ano ka pa sa ilong mo, sir.
Andyan na, sir.
Let's conclude this. Butang ako sa mga patata. Anyways.
Ikaw, Chris, your stand.
Same as you guys. There's nothing
ano, same
much.
Same as you guys.
There's nothing much else to say, okay?
Iba rin sa akin. Medyo edgy yung sa akin.
Ang stance ko talaga. Ito talaga stance ko. Tangina, mag-gaya kayo. Tangina, kayo lahat. Nabubuhay ka lang sa mundo ng isang beses. Tara, kung mag-cheat ka na, sirain mo yung mga buhay
masama
na ibang tao.
Masama lang yung cheating pag nahuli ka. Yun
tama! Tama ka ba nila? Masama ang cheating pag nahuli ka.
Hindi! Ano lang? Matatawag lang yun. Matatawag lang yun na cheating pag nahuli ka.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Pag hindi ka nahuli, panalo ka.
Advantage yun. You have the high ground.
Exactly.
Yeah, pag hindi ka nahuli, it's called advantage.
Oh, anong pake mo sa mga ibang tao, di ba? Like, ikaw yung masaya, sila hindi.
This is not the shit, puta.
Okay? Ikaw yung masaya, sila hindi. Talo sila, panalo ka, o.
This is
o,
sino exactly lamang,
ikaw.
At oras mahuli ka man red-handed, huwag kang aamin.
This is exactly why I wanted to finish this. Puta ka na ko. Ito yung, at alam ko yung dito pupunta yun. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening.
Hindi, walang matatapos.
No, we're gonna end this podcast.
We're gaya. Inform lahat ng cheat sa mundo. Alright, go get that 30, bro. Get that 30. Let's go. Alright.
Thank you so
get
much.
That sheesh, bro. Sheesh. Sheesh.
Welcome to Pinoy's Podcast.
Anyway, send it to roll the Patreons. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for donating, still supporting us. Babawi kami.
Lahat ng Patreons namin nagbebenta ng cheats si John. Sheesh.
Feeling ko madi-delay to itong podcast ito. Pag na-delay man to, we are very sorry. Like, it's been a very hectic past week. Yeah. So, kaya kahit ito, like, it's not even a hot issue anymore. Pero ito yung parang dapat ipo-podcast namin the previous week. Pero like, ang dami nangyari kaya hindi natuloy. So, might as well like tackle it today, di ba? Alright, next host is...
You!
Ikaw?
Ako ba?
Is
it John?
Yeah. No, you.
Ako before.
Hindi ba si Vanilla? Si Neil! Tayo mo, ikaw na. Copy podcast na, ulul. Ayaw ka. Copy podcast.
Oh, shit.
Isip-isip na, Neil. Isip-isip na ng ano.
Oh, shit! Well,
anyways, host, take it away,
host.
I'm already saying. Anyway, ito ulit yung ano, pangalan ng mga Patreons. Lumalabas ulit.
Again, let's go! Woo-hoo!
Thank you. Nga pala, update sa bahay. Di pa ba natin sila yan?
Oh, yo, dude, it's almost done. And the website for the crowdfunding is also being done as well by some really awesome guy. And,
nakita mo na ba?
Nakita ko na. It's doing
damn,
really
it's looking
well.
Nice.
And yun, kakabubong na yung PR studio. So it's only a matter of time before I can make a video to show you guys what's up. Yeah. Magka-curing yan. May 1 month yan na. Curing. So it's all good. That's it.
Right.
Man, right.
And
that's all. Yeah.
And thank you, Chuchi. Say bye bye.
It will not.
Pag si Chuchi na wala dito, andito yung dapat nagdamag.
Okay.
Goodbye, boys. Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Fuck it. Goodbye.